Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who would be listening via iTunes and Stitcher Radio and TuneIn and Park Coalition Radio, as well as my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who will be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week, and of course, for a lot of you, this is going to be a short week. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice at www.audibletrial.com/get organized. And of course, in the next half hour, I will be sharing with you my audiobook selection for this week. So today, we have Miss Beth Macy of Many Years, Many Worlds, and she's going to be coming to us, and we are going to be discussing enjoying simplicity this holiday season. Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity this holiday season. And, of course, in the next half hour, I'm going to be sharing with you some tips on how you can get organized as we begin to journey to 2016, just some little things that you can do to make your life a lot simpler. And, of course, I've got my product suggestion, app suggestion, and repurpose suggestion of the week. And, yes, like everybody else, Janet M. Taylor is going to have a Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. But this is going to be something to help you get rid of stuff, not bring stuff into your home, but get rid of stuff. So be sure to tune in for the next half hour. But before I bring Beth on, I just wanted to share with you some facts I found from Wikipedia about Black Friday. And, of course, all of us know it's the Friday following Thanksgiving in the United States. Since the early 2000s, it has been regarded as the beginning of the Christmas shopping season in U.S., and most major retailers open very early and more recently during overnight hours. Beth and I were actually talking about that. And Black Friday is not an official holiday, but California and some other states observe the day after Thanksgiving as times in lieu of another federal holiday, such as Columbus Day. Many non-retail employees and schools have both Thanksgiving and the following Friday off, which all of us know. In 2014, $50.9 billion was spent during a four-day Black holiday weekend. $50.9 billion. That's a lot of money. And it says the day's name originated here in Philadelphia, where it originally was used to describe the heavy, disruptive pedestrian and vehicle traffic that would occur on the day after Thanksgiving. Use of the term started before 1961 and began to see broader use outside of Philadelphia around 1975. Later, an alternative explanation was made that retailers traditionally operate at a financial loss in the red from January through November, and Black Friday indicates the point at which retailers begin to turn a profit in the black. So, for those of you who have not heard the wonderful wisdom and insight from Beth Macy, she is a successful consultant in the high technology sector, having worked for such companies as Lotus Development, Apple Computer, and IBM. She is also a talented artist where her works in collections from New York to Australia. She is also a licensed mental health counselor. Beth's creativity extends into many areas, writing, stained glass, oil painting, and acrylics. She is based in Massachusetts. She is currently working, or she may have completed her sequel to Many Years, Many Worlds. So joining me this evening is Beth Macy. Good evening, Beth.
Good evening, Janet. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. As always, I enjoy having you as a guest on the show because we can talk about our favorite topic, simplicity. One of our favorite topics, simplicity.
Yes, yes. I really feel that the holiday season has gotten much too complicated for myself and many others. And I love that theme of bringing back the simplicity and the meaning of the holidays.
Yeah, because it used to, so, I mean, 50.9 billion. That's a
wow.
Lot of money spent.
Yes, it is.
And even though I know a lot of people bought things, other people probably really need it. But then there was a lot of stuff that people just bought that's probably still sitting in the house somewhere, tucked somewhere, and it's causing clutter. So the first question I wanted us to talk about is, but what does a simple holiday mean to you in regards to family traditions? Or have you created some for yourself? Because I was thinking, Beth, when this time of year came, specifically after Thanksgiving, my mom only put up one tree. We would decorate the windows, and we would have little things around the house. But now, you know, most people, because of the size of the houses, they have more than one tree. And I'm not going to even talk, because that may be some territory I don't want to talk about, the people who do the massive decorations so that, you know, you've got traffic going through the streets, which I think is beautiful. But I think it's also an excess sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, what does it, you know, what are some of the things that you remember, or, you know, what does a simple holiday really mean to you?
Well, I think my sister, when she was in high school and I was in college, started a tradition because we were bored, and we started baking cookies. We baked so many cookies, but, you know, we went through all these recipes, and we baked sugar cookies and decorated them, and Greek Christmas cookies, and all these different Christmas cookies, different shapes. And then we had so many cookies that we had to give some away because we were getting kind of ill on cookies. But for a week, I mean, we just baked solid. And they were good, too, but enough is enough, right? So this has now become my tradition of baking cookies and giving them away to the neighbors. You know, it's so much fun. It brings back those memories of being with my family and cooking the cookies growing up. And, you know, it also gets me more in touch with my neighbors. I get to go over with some cookies and sit there and talk to them a little bit and take that time out, both that sort of meditative time out while cooking and also that time out to connect with people on a non-Facebook personal level. And it's quite lovely to have that tradition that stems back to when I was in college.
That's nice. Now, last year, I started something new. Well, one friend, for the past several years, she has a cookie party. Basically, she covers her dining room table with nothing but sweets. But it seemed like last year, not only did I have that party, but I also had the cookie baking party. So you can only imagine, I went from one to the other, Beth. So, you know, by the end of the night, I was just like cookie out. But it's not, but like you said, those things like that are simple. They're nice. They're fun. You get to really know people because of the cookie baking party. Everybody bought one cookie recipe, and then we all made that particular cookie, dessert, et cetera. And it was a lot of fun, and you just kind of get to learn people. So I think sometimes the simple things like that really bring back, like, what it really means, like, during the season that's coming up.
And the house smells good, too.
Yeah.
After cooking all those cookies. I was just thinking about when I was in Home Depot this weekend and looking at all the decorations, that it seems like we've gone overboard on commercializing the decorating of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I love seeing those houses that are all lit up on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But on the inside of my house, I mean, I do light up the fence with colored lights so that,
okay,
because I believe, you know, then children can see it and get that awe,
mm-hmm,
of look at the colored,
mm-hmm,
lights. But inside, I actually have a plant that I keep decorated all year round, and the plant stand is wrapped with lights, and I plug the lights in, and then I have a small tabletop Christmas tree, and not a lot of, and a nativity scene, not a lot of Christmas decorations within the house, because one, it takes so much time to put them out and store them, you know, pack them up, store them, and so forth, that just having those simple little lights and meaningful ornaments that I've collected throughout the years on,
mm-hmm,
both the little tree and on my plant stand gives me great pleasure.
Yeah.
And it's easier.
I just like a simple, like last year I had the tree, but it was just simple. It just had lights. It had red balls and gold, and that was it. And I had a few little decorations around the house. But I don't like, I guess I like the simple things, because I keep thinking about my mother. You know, we had the one tree. She would put little decorations around the house. Like she had something always for the kitchen table, and then we had it for the entertainment center. But I walked into a local drugstore, which I won't name it, and I was shocked Santa was big as I was. And I'm like, when did you start selling Santa? You know, I expect to see stuff like that at the, you know, the bigger stores. But I'm like, Santa is here. Because at first it scared me, because I thought it was a human being. But then I realized, okay, this is Santa, because he's all in red. And I love the lights. I mean, I love going down, like, in my old neighborhood, and the neighbors would decorate the porches, and at night it would be light up, and like you said, the kids. But,
mm-hmm,
sometimes, you know, there is, like, a little bit. And even with just traditions, I found that I love having my god kids come into the city. We just kind of go around. I mean, at first I thought, okay, they're going to think I'm weird, I'm corny, I'm square, whatever. But they enjoyed it, because here the store that used to be called Wanamaker's, it's now Macy's, they have a light show with an organist. So we like that. And then they have this little display where it's the Christmas Carol. So there's all these little animated things. At first I thought, you know, they're not going to like it. But they actually enjoyed it. So so it's like those,
mm-hmm,
little simple things like that I really, like, enjoy and everything. But I think sometimes we get so caught up in, like you had mentioned, Black Friday sale is now before Black Friday.
Yeah, I think we're too wrapped up in things, and it's almost too much to absorb. There's a saying,
mm-hmm,
in music that it's the space between the notes when you really hear the music. And,
mm-hmm,
when I see a simple lighting where someone's outlined their porch or,
mm-hmm,
outlined their fence, to me that's far more enjoyable than all these blow-up things on somebody's lawn with lights shining on these plastic things. You know, it seems too much, and it's hard to take in just the quiet of the season and the peacefulness that is around Christmas and Christmas Eve and the holidays in general.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. And I was reading, as I mentioned to you, there was an article in the New York Times last December, Abundance Without Attachment. And it was interesting because it says here, in 2003, psychologists from the University of Colorado and Cornell studied how Americans remember different kinds of purchase, material things, and experiences they have made in the past. Using both a national survey and a controlled experiment with human subjects, they found that reflecting on experimental purchases left their subjects significantly happier than remembering material acquisition. So the experience, they remembered a lot more than the purchase.
And I think it's time that we started looking at giving of ourselves rather than giving of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I get something that's non-meaningful that someone just picked up, I mean, it is the thought that counts, and I'm glad they remembered me. But it's something that doesn't speak of who I am or what I would want. And so there's a little bit of disappointment receiving that type of gift. But when someone really considers giving what someone might need or really thinks of who the person is, it makes all the difference. And it really could be of saying, you know, a homemade gift certificate of I'm going to give you a meal out. I travel a lot. And my friends next door just called me up and said, for your birthday, which is after Thanksgiving, we would like to cook you a homemade dinner. And this woman's a great cook. And it's like, oh, yeah. I'm there. What a treat.
Yeah, and that is a treat. And I know the feeling because everybody should know by now that my girlfriend's husband makes the best pasta sauce ever. And so I told her, I said, look, you can put it in a jar and put it in a bowl, or you can put it in a food storage container and just not even put it in a bowl. I will be happy with that gift. You don't have to get me anything fancy. But simple things like that, because last Thanksgiving, you know, I was spent it with my girlfriend and the godkids, and everybody was going around saying what they were thankful for. Well, Beth, my godson just about made me cry. Because he said, I am thankful for all the things. You know, I'm grateful, thankful. He says, but I'm really thankful for the experiences that my grandparents and my Aunt Janet has given me. Well, it was over. It was over. I'm like, okay, where's the tissue? Where's the tissue? I mean, for him, yes. I mean, because I had to think about how old he was. He was 18 at the time. Because he's 19
now.
So he was 18.
For a teenager to say that, wow.
And then his little sister said, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so
that's the thing is, you know, when I was a kid, my mother always used to take us to this place called Edaville Railroad, and we'd ride on the railroad, and everything was lit up with Christmas lights, and you'd come around the corner, and there'd be another sort of Christmas display, and it was magical. It was magical. Mm-hmm. I remember it to this day, the magic of that night. It's just a wonderful thing, and you know, I think giving back the magic, giving back the experiences, you know, and you know, doing things for people, you know, for people like me who travel almost every week, having that home-cooked meal, if, you know, someone offered to have somebody clean my house, I'd be forever grateful.
So would I, Seth. So would I.
And I have an older friend. She's in her 80s. She's got some hip problems. And you know, I'm going to offer her some rides because I know that it pains her to drive. So, you know, I'm going to offer her, take her different places. Say, hey, I'm going shopping today. You want to come? You know, just to reach out and give her something that I know that would make her life a little easier.
And that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. And like you said, the rides, the meals. I mean, I have a neighbor. She is like a fabulous cook because when we were, stuck or shut in due to the Pope being here, she knocked on my door and she had two plates. One plate had eggs and French toast with the white sugar on it and some raspberries, and then the other plate had just some sausage. And she's like, Janet, is it okay? I'm not offending you, are you? I said, no, you're not. Yeah, I'm not offended by this at all.
Lovely. It sounds so good.
It was so good. But it's just like little things like that. And it's simple things, but they could just mean a world to people. Because I still remember years ago when I was a member of a church, and the weekend before Thanksgiving, we would like make a Thanksgiving meal, And then we would give it to people who were sick and shut in, who for whatever reason, though they got the baskets of food, may not been able to cook it for themselves because of different things, you know, going on in their lives with their bodies. So we would do that. And it was just wonderful just to be able to just, they could just sit down and just have all the fixings and not even have to worry about it. And I just enjoy it. So sometimes it's just doing little things like that.
And, you know, that there have been many studies on depression. And I know a lot of people get depressed around the holiday season. But that by doing that giving of yourself to others, volunteering at local shelters, giving meals to people, giving rides to people, really helps lift your own spirits. So it has a nice gift back to you, even if you don't suffer from depression. It lifts you up. So I really, and if you can't bake, you know, not everybody can bake or likes to cook, but giving someone a gift certificate to someplace they like to go to eat, and it doesn't have to be extravagant. You know, if they like, you know, pizza, you know, at the local pizza shop, then you know, get the or even just you know, prepaying something for someone, you know, so that when they go into their favorite place, all of a sudden, I've done that with folks. They've gone in for a massage and been surprised. Oh, it's taken care of.
Wow.
So it's nice to do that. As a, you know, you can do a gift certificate or you can do a complete surprise. And one year, actually, I paid a month on my sister's electric bill. I called up the electric company. My sister was struggling with things, and I called up the electric company, and I paid her bill, so she didn't get a bill that month.
And it's stuff like that. Sometimes we think it's got to be the flat screens, the jewelry, this. But sometimes it's stuff like that. And I was even thinking as you were talking, Beth, for people out there, you know somebody who's a brand new parent. And maybe the couple has not had a date night out.
Exactly.
Maybe you could just be a babysitter for just one night. I mean, I know sometimes with the new babies, they cry. But, you know, you can just, you work it out. That's what I told my one girlfriend. I told the baby, I said, hey, you and I together right now. We're going to work this thing out. So you can cry, but we're going to figure this out because this is not the first time I've had a crying baby. So you and I, we're going to figure this whole how to do this little dance that we're going to do right now. So, but yeah, that is wonderful. That just paying somebody's bill. Can you imagine the joy to somebody when they just realize that they do not have to figure out how to pay a bill? That is wonderful. See, that's
especially
what we're talking
around
about.
Around the holidays when they're feeling, you know, the need to you know, have food and heat and electricity as well as, you know, they'd like to give something to their friends and they don't have the money. Well, this just takes a little of the pressure off.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I love
that's
that babysitting one, too. Wow.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the parents are just like, hey, can I just, or sometimes, and it doesn't even, it could be just maybe, you know, a mom's home all day long with the baby. Maybe depending on your schedule, you could just go over there, pop over there for a couple hours. The mom can just get some sleep or whatever.
Or take a shower uninterrupted.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yes, yes. So between Beth and I, we've given you a lot of different things. I mean, I know, yeah, all of you looking and trying to figure out who's got the flat screen on sale. But, hey, you know, do we have enough flat screen TVs in our homes right now? I mean, I have one. So sometimes people feel that they need one in every room and every – but really, it's just about being simple. It's about not having all the stuff and the experiences. I mean, my goodness, I would certainly remember if somebody paid my electric bill for a month. That would just be an experience. Or if somebody decided, hey, Janet, you know, I'll get a massage and it's already paid for. It's like, wow. So, yes. So, yeah, so it's little things. It's just little things like that, little things. So, gosh, Beth, we could talk all night long. So, do you
know,
have any? I know, especially about this whole simplicity thing. Do you have any, like, final tips you'd like to share?
You know, I just love keeping that word simplicity forefront this season and thinking of how to give of yourself. You know, I think that I love the tips that have come out. I love your show, too, because I love the, you know, I always go and I take a look and I say, well, how can I declutter? And in cluttering, you know, sometimes I find things that would be good to give away to the homeless shelters, to give away, you know, to the Salvation Army, et cetera. So that's another way to look at things, too, this season of, gee, if we are decluttering, perhaps we could repurpose this to people who really need that.
And you're right. You're so right, because I've had this, oh, my goodness, I'm almost ashamed to say this, Beth, but I'm going to say it anyway. I have had this piece of material that a friend made. We were in college together. So she made me these curtains. And it was just like a just straight piece of material that was made supposed to be shower curtains or bedroom curtains, whatever. And I never really used it because of the color. But because she made it, I love the comforter, but I never really liked curtains. Well, recently I found out that somebody's daughter was taking sewing classes. I mean, this is at least, I guess, 6 feet by 8 feet worth of material.
Wow.
So
yeah.
I was happy. Yeah, so I was happy to have given it to her because for so long I kept saying, oh, I'm going to use it for this. I didn't use it. Use it for that. And we all say that.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. I'm going to use it for this, that, and it never. And it never, I mean, I don't even know. I'm thinking I must have had at least 10 or more years, probably 20. And I kept it sentimental because she made it. She made it for me. And I love the comforter, the quilt, because when you fold it up, it becomes a pillow. But when you unfold it, you almost have like a little sleeping bag. You know. So I figured, well, I can't get rid of this because just I like this and it goes together. But then finally I said, you know what? It's time to let it go. She needs it. She could save a lot of money by not, and she's just learning how to sew. So you go and you have fun with that piece of material. So,
You're
right.
Yeah,
you're right. We have a lot of stuff in our homes. I recently got rid of my dollhouse. I actually sold it on eBay, but I have been moving all over town with that thing, Beth, and realized nobody wants this dollhouse. I'm not ever going to play with it again. So, and to my surprise, somebody saw it. They fell in love with it. They were like, Jana, I've always wanted this dollhouse. And I was happy.
Mm.
I was happy to make somebody happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you're right. You're right. So did you hear that, listeners? We have stuff in our house. I mean, I would have loved to give a dollhouse to somebody, but at that point, but I did give my black Barbie doll away, though. Somebody saw it. They were looking for a gift for somebody here.
It's great. It's great. I mean,
yeah.
I'll be looking around my house after this and saying, okay, there's some things that it's time. It's time to just let them go.
Yeah, it's time. It's time, you know. And I mean, I'm a good example. I moved at least 4 times with some of that stuff. So it was time. It's like, I'm not moving again with you. It's time for us to say our goodbyes now. So,
great way to put it.
Yeah, it is. It's time for us to say our goodbyes now. So, Beth, how can people get in contact with you? First of all, have you started the sequel to the book? Have you started the sequel to?
Gathering some notes to go write the next sequel. Right now, though, I'm actually working on a documentary with a friend who asked me. I do videography also, and so it's under wraps right now. But in the spring, we'll be coming out with a trailer. So I'll let you know.
Yes, please do. So if anybody wants to get in contact with you about the book you've already written or just to get on your mailing list about all your future projects, how can they do that?
Well, I have my website, which is manyyearsmanyworlds.com, And I also can be reached at BethMacy@earthlink.net.
Well, Beth, thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year. And, of course, you know, we'll be talking. I can't wait to hear about the documentary.
Ah, it's going to be a good one. So I can't wait to tell you, but it's, like I say, secret right now.
I understand. I understand the under wraps thing, so I understand. So thank you so much, Beth, for joining us.
Thank you, Janet. It was a pleasure.
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
That was the wonderful president, CEO of Closet and Storage Concepts, Bob Lewis. Bob, you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And, of course, our sponsor, Audible, is offering listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs, download a title free, and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. That's audibletrial.com/getorganized. And my audiobook selection for this week is Minimalist Living, A Guide to Simple Living by Deanna Wiley. A lot of people don't really understand the simple life, but after taking a closer look, they realize that it's a better option for a number of reasons. So if you are curious about the lifestyle, but just kind of trying to figure out how to do it yourself, then get this Minimalist Living, A Guide to Simple Living by Deanna Wiley. Because if you want to be debt-free, you only need to buy what you really need. You can be less stressful. And this book will serve as a guide for you. And also, this is a great Christmas present because, one, you're not giving somebody anything that takes up any space in your home. And also, they can have a free trial, and then you can get them the actual audio book. So, again, Minimalist Living, A Guide to Simple Living by Deanna Wiley is my audiobook selection for this week. So, to piggyback off of my conversation with Beth Macy about simplicity this holiday season, I mean, think about it. If you think about it, you could probably find several ways to give somebody something they could really appreciate this holiday season without even taking up any space in their home, their office, or their life. I mean, I love the fact that she says she paid for somebody's electric. That's a gift. That is a gift. It's giving something that somebody probably desperately needs. That's like maybe giving somebody a gift card to a grocery store or maybe, you know, providing some cleaning services, laundry services, whatever. Just think outside the box this year. But I wanted to kind of piggyback off of that and give you some Taylor Tiptum tips because I wanted to kind of help you begin getting rid of stuff, maybe living a simple life or thinking about it. So the first thing you want to do, instead of tackling all the closets in your house because you can get overwhelmed, you can procrastinate, let's tackle one thing. We're coming up to Thanksgiving, so let's tackle the coat closet because depending on where you are located in the on the world, you will probably have to have somebody hang up a coat. So let's tackle that coat closet, and you can do that. You can do that between now and Thanksgiving. And basically all it is taking everything out, the coats and whatever nobody can wear, cleaning them and donating them, getting all of that other stuff that's probably just shoved in the closet over the seasons when you didn't need to use that coat closet. So it can be done. Instead of trying to tackle all the junk drawers, just do one. How about the one that is in the kitchen that everybody has access to? Get rid of all the stuff, the cell phones, the broken pencils, the scraps of paper, the receipts that nobody can read. Instead of tackling the entire shred pile, because we all have that just shred pile. I actually have a shred pile underneath my desk right now. Try spending 15 to 30 minutes to do the project. Or, like a lot of the shredders, because I have one of those, after a while you shred it, the thing just kind of overheats and it won't shred anymore, then that will be your signal. Okay, I'm done for the day. And then let it cool down, and the next day or whatever, just to work through it, because sometimes you're there all day and shred, and that's real not realistic with your schedule. Instead of trying to squeeze time in your schedule for everything and everybody, why not at least maybe meet somebody one weekend and email and reach out to other people? Because sometimes you try to figure out, you're going to try to see at least 3 or 4 or 5 people in a weekend or even in a day, and you're going to overwhelm yourself. So maybe you can see 2 people, or maybe 3, some at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then connect with everybody. I've been really trying to stay connected with people. If you follow me via social media, you saw I got to see my friend Dawn this weekend because I knew she was going to be in town because of the marathon. So I said, okay, where are you? I made her a quick visit while she was at the convention center because I knew she was working and involved in the marathon. So she didn't really have much time to socialize with me, but I at least just wanted to see her and say hello. And then I had the opportunity to hang out yesterday evening with another friend who wanted to go to an event. She said, hey, Jen, do you want to go? Sure. So sometimes it's just kind of making just a little time and not trying to squeeze everybody in. And the last little tip is, instead of trying to organize an entire room, select something you can do in a short period of time, maybe 30 minutes, maybe an hour. Maybe you need to just put all the recycled newspaper out. Maybe you just need to put all the shoes away. Maybe you just need to hang the coats up in the closet. So again, don't try to organize an entire room. Just do a little segment. Get a timer out. Instead of trying to squeeze everybody in your schedule, maybe just schedule it so you can see a couple people, maybe 3 people, or maybe meet as a group, but stay connected via email and text. Instead of trying to tackle an entire room, entire shred pile, I should say, do 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or just shred until it overheats. Try not to tackle all the junk drawers at once. Focus on one. And instead of tackling all the closets, just try to do one. Let's try to do the coat closet. Well, I want to thank you for your tweets, your emails, and your posts on Facebook. Thank you all for following me. And thank you for all of you following me via Instagram, which I'm Organizer Janet, if you don't know by now. And, of course, those of you who are following me via Blog Talk Radio. Well, tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. So I want you to toss anything that's broken, stained, or dated items that you no longer want to decorate your home. That ball of jumbled lights that you continue to keep saying you're going to untangle, just toss them. Any decorations that you come across that have been broken, that you keep saying year after year, I'm going to get the glue, and you haven't done it yet. All of that stuff, it's time to let it go. Now, if you can repurpose it, great. But if not, it's time to let it go. So that's my Toss It Tuesday tip for tomorrow. My app suggestion is Keyring. I may have given this before, but it basically allows you to put all your loyalty cards in an app. And your Keyring puts all those cards on your phone so that when you need them, they're there. Because a lot of times I walk out the house, I don't have mine, and I usually just have to plug in my phone number. You can scan and store grocery cards, gym cards, library cards, gift cards, you name it. And that's good if you can do gift cards, because a lot of times you may be out and you realize you want to buy something and you left the gift card at home. Loyalty cards can scan straight from your phone at the checkout counter, saving you money instantly. So that's my app suggestion. My product suggestion is the Family Manager, which is a product from CJ and Work, and they have file folders with each day of the week, Monday through Friday, which makes it easier. So then if you have things to take care of, maybe you're going to an event on Friday, you can put the tickets in that folder. Maybe you've got a doctor's appointment and you want to go over your blood test results, you can put them in Monday's folder. Maybe you are taking a class and you got your notes or your comments, then you can either put them in. So whatever day of the week, it helps you stay organized, and it helps you keep the paperwork related to that particular day, that particular project, organized as well. And it's the Family Manager Days of the Week file folders from CJ Work. And if you follow me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you will be able to see that wonderful product, and you'll also be able to have the opportunity to purchase it. My repurpose suggestion are tins that were used for candles. Of course, you know, now we've got the cookie tins and all kind of tins that will be coming at us because of the holiday season. Well, what a great way then to repurpose them and make them into candles. So those are my app suggestion, product suggestion, and repurpose suggestion of the week. And as I said, like a lot of stores out there, JMT is having a for the first time, because it really does not officially start until Friday. But I wanted to share this with you because some of you listen to the show live now and you'll be listening to the show throughout the week. And I want to make sure that, especially for those of you who are not following me via social media, because I'm going to be posting it on all of my social media venues, everything from Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, as well as Instagram. And basically, it is my way of helping somebody in your life get organized. So, during this holiday season, I wanted to not only help you save money, but those on your list get organized. So, I have decided to offer an end-of-the-year special on all my services, and some as low as $69. So, you can give the gift of organizing this year, and I'm offering two types of services. Usually it's just virtual, but I'm offering on-site too, and the on-site is for people who are local-based. So I'm offering everything from a one-hour virtual session with me, and virtual basically means that we will be working together via the phone, video chat, as well as follow-up email. So we can do it Skype, or if you've got an iPhone, we can do it in an iPad. And do it like that, and work together to create a plan you can implement immediately to help you organize the area of your home, a visual assessment of the area you want to organize. So basically, whoever gets, if you buy this for yourself, great, but hey, makes a great gift. So the person would just take pictures of the space, and then I would do an assessment of the space with all the different things that they need to do in order to get it organized. I would help them select some products within their budget, provide them with follow-up emails so they can say, well, Janet, I've done this, great, so these are the next things you need to do. And they will leave the session with strategies to help them maintain the space. So that's just for an hour, and that's $69. But then there's other levels. If they need 4 hours, then that's a little bit more. And then, of course, they get the same thing. And it's a little, it will have 4 one-hour sessions. And the same thing, it's video chat and it's follow-up emails. I'm looking at the visual assessment of the area, give them a detailed organizing plan, product suggestion. Also within the 4 hours, we will uncover habits that are counterproductive that cause of the disorganization. And we will leave each session with strategies to help you stay organized. And then, of course, then there's the 3 hours on-site home organizing with me for Philadelphia County. But if you're outside of Philadelphia County and you still say, you know what, Aunt Jane needs you, she's outside of Philadelphia County, what do you offer? You just need to just contact me at janetmtaylor.com. And basically with that, I do the sorting and the purging of the items in the area, categorize the item, organizing of items using a variety of organizing projects. So whether they're located on the far side of the globe or in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or maybe somewhere in between, then these are the perfect holiday gifts for the people on your list to help them on their journey to get organized. So I'm sharing that with you. This, my Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday special. I've reduced my prices so they can get a one-hour session with me. They can have 4 hour, which is 1 hour weekly for a month with me to help them organize an area of their home or their life, no matter where they are in the globe, or if they're locally based. I can help them and work with them side by side, just working through the clutter. So I wanted to share that with you as well. And I'm excited about you. So make sure you're either following me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Google Plus, on Twitter, or on Instagram, so you can look at that and you can add that to your list of things to get the people in your life to help them get organized. And, of course, if you have any questions or if you just want to start ordering now before it officially starts, then make sure you go to janetmtaylor.com, click the contact page, and you say, Janet, I heard about it. I want to sign up. Just send me the link so I can order a couple of gift certificates. And I get a gift certificate and with their nice little gift, what you purchase for them. And then, of course, they'll be getting some follow-up emails from me so I can help them on their journey. So I'm excited about that because I just love helping people get organized. Next week, if Felicia Wallace Benton will be returning, and she'll be doing holiday organizing and decorating ideas between both of us. Also, going back to a simpler life is not a step backwards. Going back to a simpler life is not a step backward, because sometimes people think simple living is giving up everything and just having a chair and a spoon. It is not. It's about really enjoying the experiences of life and not allowing the material things to take over your space, your mind, or actually your wallet. So, but next week is Felicia Wallace Benton organizing and decorating ideas. And then I've got some exciting guests in ending our year strong. We've got Tish Times. She's going to be giving us some tips from the networking playbook that she wrote on how you can network not only this year but next year to maximize your results. We're going to have Tracy Smith. She's going to be talking about some techniques in regards to stress and managing it in the midst of the holiday season, but also we can use in the new year. And then I will be ending the year, the last two shows of the year. I will be giving you a whole bunch of organizing tips just so you can just use them this year into the next year. And then I'll be ending the year in gratitude, ending the year in gratitude. So, again, be sure to visit me at janetmtaylor.com. And if, like I said, I've got this wonderful organizing holiday sale, the give the gift of organizing this year to somebody you really care about and you want to help them conquer clutter. So be sure to check out my social media on Friday, because we'll be basically launching it on Friday, Good Friday. So while some people are out there buying stuff, hopefully you'll be online doing your shopping and you can give somebody the gift of organization. So I want to, as always, thank you for listening. Be sure to share this podcast with family, friends, and on social media. And be sure to visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, an organized week, and I want to say Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Have a wonderful day.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.